This is St. Louis Public Radio. Anyone who knows much about jazz would tell you that one of its greatest figures was Miles Davis, a musician who helped give birth to the cool but never stayed in one place. The famed trumpeter shifted from bebop to electronic music and pop, making him one of the most forward-thinking musicians. This week, the acclaimed SF Jazz Collective is in St. Louis to interpret Davis's work. But as St. Louis Public Radio's David Casares reports, the band isn't dwelling on the past.
When jazz trumpeter Sean Jones worked on a new arrangement of So What, one of the biggest numbers in jazz, he wasn't intimidated. There was no question he was going to draw on the tune's melody and feeling, but Jones knew he could disrupt the bass line and add modern touches. That's because Miles Davis never looked back. And Jones says the iconic trumpeter would have expected no less from the SF Jazz Collective, an international ensemble based in San Francisco.
So in the spirit of what Miles was about, we wanted to make sure that we put a modern twist on it and sort of, you know, superimpose various rhythmic, harmonic, and melodic ideas that are sort of popular now. Like a lot of jazz musicians play in odd meters. A lot of folks play, you know, various complex chord structures. And so we wanted to put some of that on that material while maintaining the essence of what it was.
Every year, members of the SF Jazz Collective perform new arrangements of a renowned jazz artist's work. Past honorees have included John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, and McCoy Tyner. Interpreting Davis's music allowed them to cover a lot of territory. It also gave the musicians freedom to breathe new life into old material, at times by building on the trumpeter's influences. That was clearly the case on the collective's rendition of Nardis, arranged by sax player Miguel Senon. He takes Davis's exploration of Middle Eastern sounds beyond what the composer did. Jones is 38. He first heard Davis's music in the sixth grade, just as he was picking up the trumpet, falling in love with a mid-80s tune, Tutu. As the trumpet player in a Davis tribute, Jones isn't trying to fill the master player's shoes. He's just trying to keep the collective sound moving.
If I think about it, it's daunting. But I don't think about it. I just think about the job. And I try to think about what needs to be expressed in the music. I know that Miles wouldn't want any copycats. I know Miles wouldn't want anybody to just do what he's already done.
The big question for the SF Jazz Collective, or any group that aims to interpret a jazz master, is why audiences would want to hear the new thing when they can easily find the original. Jones says that, unlike a classical music piece, which is performed as the composer wrote it, a jazz tune is meant to be changed.
But if you play, you know, a Stravinsky piece, it's going to be what it is, because nobody would dare arrange an Igor Stravinsky piece or a Bach piece. It's just repeated over and over again. It's the same way. But in jazz, you could reinterpret this stuff, and it could, you know, sort of evolve into perpetuity, man. And that's why it's exciting.
For the SF Jazz Collective, the music a trailblazer composed a generation or two ago can still be made new. And that, Jones says, is the essence of jazz. I'm David Casares, St. Louis Public Radio.